Yeah, baby. Welcome to Thursday. It's Tony Curry here. How you doing, man? Everything good? You rocking? You're home for Curry and Claypo. Don't think that Josh is going to be in today, but we will be hopefully on Fox 6 at 9:30 this morning talking about quiet firing. I hadn't heard about quiet firing. Everything's got to have a name, right? You know what quiet firing is? My understanding, it's kind of like NFTs. I read it like four times, and I still don't know what the hell it means. But basically, quiet firing is when an employee does what they're asked to do, but won't do any more. Like they're not willing to do anything extra. So they're not really being fired and they're not really leaving, but they're quietly just doing their work. They do what's asked of them and then they split. And obviously, this is a generational gap thing for us because I know people that always just worked as much as they possibly could just to get by, make their dime and split. Then you had those people who, you know, had aspirations, were motivated to make more money, to move up the corporate ladder, to be the best they possibly could be in their field. Listen, I certainly understand. And you never know who's watching, man. I remember being on radio when I was 16, 17, 18 years old. I started when I was 14. And I worked for a radio station up in Hamilton, Ohio. It was 96 Rock. And our numbers sucked. I mean, we had like a 0.5 or something like that. And I always remembered, you never know who's listening, man. It could be one or two people. Much like when a band takes stage and there may be only five people in the house. You don't know if one of those guys is with RCA Records. You have no clue who or when you're going to be discovered. So you got to put on your best show every single day. I do it here on Facebook. I do it on Tony Curry Radio, wherever I am. I'll tell you a quick story. So I'm in Louisville, Kentucky. This is back in 1988. I had just gotten off the phone with my mom. Benny Selman, good morning to you. I just got on the phone with my mom and called her up and said, listen, I suck in radio. I said, I'm not good. I'm not doing, and I had the number one show at night. Something just wasn't jiving. I didn't think I was filled with insecurity. And I said, listen, it's just not good. So I want to move back home and I want to finish up my college education. I'm going to get into business. I said, but I don't think radio is for me. And my mom said, that's great. My dad got on the other line. He's like, welcome home, hon, son. Come up back into there. I lived in Cincinnati, so it was like an hour and a half away. It wasn't far. And my mom, I never forget it, she said, well, you know, if you're about ready to hang it up. And I was going to go in. This was a Sunday. I was working on Sunday afternoons. I was going to go in Monday and put in my two-week notice. And she said, well, you know, while you're there, give it your best. You never know who's listening. You never know when God's going to open doors for you. So make sure you just do the best you can. Go out in a blaze of glory. And I said, that's right. So that Sunday afternoon, I really sat down and started doing show prep. And I wanted to make sure that I had all my intros correct. And I was hitting the post and the whole nine yards. We're doing radio. And about 5 minutes after I hung up with my mom, I did a break. And I came back and the request line rang. And it was a guy named Lee Corey. And Lee was from St. Louis. And he said, is Tony Curry there? And I said, yeah, this is Tony. And he said, I'm driving through Louisville, Kentucky, and I'm starting a radio station down in Birmingham, Alabama, and I want you to be my new afternoon guy. And I was making like, I don't know, $20,000 a year, $21,000 a year, something like that. And I just called my mom and dad and told them that I was quitting and I was moving back home. And I said, well, what was it to pay? And he goes, I think I can get you about 28 grand. And I said, I'm in. And he said, I just heard your last break. I just was flipping around the radio dial. Wasn't specifically trying to find your radio station, but we're starting a classic rock station down in Birmingham. So I found 96 QMF, which was the radio station in Louisville, Kentucky. And he said, I thought I'd give it a shot. And I heard you talking. And I was like, this guy would be a perfect fit for my radio station. So you never know who's listening, when they're listening. Give it your best shot. I always tell my kids the same thing. You never know who's watching you. Make sure you put on your best show you possibly can do. Do it every single day. And I promise you, it's going to be great. So this quiet firing thing, it's basically people that just, you know, if you're working in a factory and I know there's no advancement or anything like that, still, you don't know. Because maybe the guy next to you doesn't want to live in that stinking factory for the rest of his life and he wants to move on and he ends up starting his own company. And in 10 years, he goes, you know that guy I was working next to at that Amazon factory? Man, that guy always did his job. He did more than he needed to. He worked overtime. He never complained about it. And I'm going to hire him to be my new CFO. You never know when it's going to happen, man. You never know when it's going to happen. So keep that in mind, all right? A couple things I want to get into this morning. First of all, Work Play. I went down and saw Tommy Williams. Work Play has got a brand new show coming up here this Saturday, the 27th, in a couple of days. I guess it's Aeons. Am I saying that right? Aeons debut EP. So check out that show. Go to Workplay and Workplay.com for tickets. Workplay.com for all the tickets. We got some special stuff coming up for Halloween that we'll be getting into. Al Cooper, good morning to you, brother. Also, just to prove once again that you and I aren't celebrities. We may be celebrities in our own groups, but we ain't celebrities. God love him. Nick Cannon came out yesterday and announced that he's having his 10th baby. He lost one. I think the child was like 5 months old, tragically. So this will be his 10th child. It is the third he's having with, what's her name? Bethany Bell, is that right? Is that her name? Anyway, her last name's Bell. It's his third child with her, and she is his ex. So my understanding is they're not even dating. They're not even together, but now she's having his third child, his 10th overall. But wait, there's more. Recently, he was on Entertainment Tonight with Nichelle Turner just last month and hinted he might have an additional 2 children on the way very soon, outside the 10th one. This is what killed me, though. He said, you know, and I quote, "I allow the women in my life to kind of share their news on their own because then it doesn't make it look like I'm trying to get publicity. When they're ready to speak on who and what and where, I support. For now, I'll just let them talk. That's why I said the stork is on the way. We'll see how it trickles down. You would be safe to see or bet on 3 children in 2022. Brittany Bell is her name. And by the way, Brittany Bell hasn't said a damn thing about having the Cannon's baby. So if he's like, I let the women talk about where, when, and how, and I don't want the publicity. I'm like, whatever, Nick. Nick is full of shit. He wants the publicity. Thing is, man, every single woman he's been with has been smoking hot. You know, if you could have 10 children and money wasn't an issue, and it doesn't appear to be with Nick Cannon because he's all over the place on The Masked Singer. He's got his own show. I think it's being canceled afternoons. This is with 5 different women, right? He's got 10 kids with 5 different women, but every one of them is smoking hot, man. Dude, and I know, who is it? Kevin Hart? Was it Kevin Hart who gave him a condom machine? Like, gave him moralistically, ethically, I don't get it. I don't see how you can be a father to 10 kids. Certainly not 10 different. If you had 10 different kids with one woman and they're all living in the same house, maybe. But the guy's got to work his ass off 23 hours a day just to make bank so he can take care of his 10 kids. But he's got 10 kids with 5 different women. It ain't the world I lived in. Man, my dad would have lost his you-know-what if he saw something like that. But I guess congratulations. We were also going to get into something, Claypo and I, we could do it next week, about walking away wife syndrome. It is a syndrome. It's not really a syndrome. It's basically the guy who's in a relationship with his wife for any amount of particular period of time, and she just walks away from the marriage. And, of course, most guys, because we're stupid, we're like, I didn't see it coming. What's going on? What's happening? I mean, we went out and had dinner last night. It was great. And you're just walking away. It is like the bubbling of lava underneath Mount Vesuvius. And it's bubbling and percolating for years. And we don't want to have conversation. We don't want to have arguments. We don't want to communicate. And so we just kind of let it go. And we think it's fine. Everything's good. Kids are good. I'm making money. She's got her car. She's good. She's doing her own thing. She's got her sips and strokes. I'm doing my thing. Blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, one day she just packs up the bag and she says, I'm leaving. And the guys are like, what? What are you talking about? We'll talk about that a little bit later on the show on Curry and Claypo coming up. Finally, this kind of goes along with what I want to talk about. Brandon Austin Morse. How you doing, brother? High and dry, man. Jennifer Flavin, who has been the wife of Sylvester Stallone for 25 years, was pictured without her wedding band about 11 days ago, and she did the walkaway. She is split. And, of course, Sylvester Stallone is in serious denial. Photos have emerged showing Jennifer Flavin without her wedding ring, taken more than a week before she filed for divorce. Sylvester Stallone, the shots came as Stallone, 76, denied rumors that the 25-year-old marriage ended after an argument about getting a new Rottweiler unearthed deeper issues. Instead, he told TMZ that him and his 54-year-old wife just went different directions. We did not end the relationship on such a trivial argument. Mm-hmm. He goes on to say, eventually, what led to a divorce remains unclear. Early rumors from TMZ sources say things fell suddenly apart when the couple argued over a Rottweiler protection dog that Stallone wanted but Flavin did not. Those rumors were exacerbated by photos showing Stallone replacing a tattoo of his shoulder of Flavin's face with an image of his old dog named Butkus. You want to talk about something else starting a divorce? Take your wife's face off your arm and put a picture of a full-bit dog named Butkus on it. That is hilarious. Earlier in the week, Stallone's publicist insisted all was well, and Sly had wanted to update the tattoo of his wife, but it went wrong. It was unfixable. Mr. Stallone intended to refresh the tattoo image of his wife, Jennifer. However, the results were unsatisfactory and unfortunately unfixable. As a result, he had to cover the original image with a tattoo of his dog, Butkus. That is hilarious. That is the Dirty Spoon divorce right there. That is death of a thousand cuts at 25 years. Richard Evans, good morning. Stuff's been happening for a long period of time. You ignore it. You just think it's going to go away. And it goes in the resentment chest, and the chest is overflowing. It's like that closet you stick all your shit in. The door's about ready to bust down, and you don't see it. All of a sudden, the door just goes, and there's stuff all over the place. You're like, what just happened? I don't get it. You're not going to have an argument over dogs. I will tell you this, though. A recent survey that came out, we had it on Dark Side of the Pooch. Dark Side of the Pooch, all of our shows run 5 days a week. Dark Side of the Pooch with Dr. Rab Stewart of the Rossburg Animal Hospital airs every single night at 7 o'clock. There was a recent survey that came out from the ASCAP. Is that right? The animal thing. That might be thinking of ASCAP. I may be thinking of license. Anyway, the dog organization, you know what I'm talking about. They surveyed 1,000 millennials. Millennials are people that are symbolized by the ages of 26 to 41. And they asked them if they had a dog. If they had a dog, do they love their pet more than their significant other? 57% of millennials, 26 to 41, said, yes, I love my dog more than my significant other. Like, they would do more for their dog than they would do for their mate. Now, millennials are kind of weird because they're not getting married, they're not having kids, and they're just dating around, they're just popping Tinder and just running around doing their thing. Buddy, a little good morning to you. What is really scary is 81% of millennials admitted that they like their pet at least more than one person in their family. Not their aunts, their uncles, their second cousins. We're talking brothers, sisters, moms, and dads. 81%. Love their pet more than they love someone in their family. What the hell's going on? You want to tell me this COVID thing, this whole pandemic we've been through, where we've been separated, we ain't touching people anymore, we ain't talking to people anymore, everyone's Zooming stuff, I'm here on Facebook. You want to tell me they're sitting across the table on a date and they're texting each other? They're texting each other and she's right there. There is no touching, there's no communication, and I'm telling you, man, it's blowing up in the faces of millennials, and what's going to turn out to be is they're going to be 41, 42, 43 years old, they're finally going to find someone that they fall in love with that ain't going to know what the hell to do. That's amazing. So I'm hoping that Sylvester Stallone and Jennifer Flavin, sounds like she's had enough, and it also, it doesn't say anything about him cheating in there, but it does say something about his erratic spending behavior. He's 76 years old. He's Sylvester Stallone. If he wants to go spend all of his jack that he made on Rocky movies, he's got to be rich, right? I mean, he's still relevant. Let him just go spend his money. But, you know, as a married couple, those are the things you have to discuss. If he goes out and buys a $300,000 car, she probably should know about it, despite the fact that they're probably rich. And I don't even know what the hell she does, Jennifer Flavin. I don't even know who she is. She's good looking for 54. She's hot. She's smoking hot. But I'm not so sure. All right, Josh will be back over here in about an hour. He's got some things he's got to do this morning. We're going to be on Fox 6 at 9:30 this morning. We're going to talk about the quiet firing thing, which I think is going to be really interesting because I'm going to go off on a rant. Our work ethic in this country sucks bad, really bad, which is not a bad thing for you folks out there that want to get ahead and want to make your mark in this world. No matter how, I'm 56 years old. Right, I'm starting a second career. I've got like 15, 16 years to get after it, and I'm going to smoke it because I'm getting after it. I'm willing to put all the work and time, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to see TKR, Tony Currier Radio, and our podcast platform go through the roof, and I will. I know I will be successful. But there's a lot of people out there that, quite frankly, don't want to do the work. And, you know, we've been saying this for years. There's people that are just lazy. So for you youngsters, if you got good parents and you're raised right and you are willing to get after it and do a little extra or maybe even a lot extra, you can make bukus of bank in this life, because the people, your peers, the ones that you're working with, they don't give a rat's ass. Ask Nick Saban how that works. Mr. $11.7 million a year guy. Ask him if all you got to do is go out and win your box every game and you're going to move up the roster spots. It ain't happening. You got to put an extra man. You got to be the first man in, the last man out. The first woman in, the last woman out. You've got to if you want to get ahead. And if you're not doing that, then I don't want to hear you complain about inflation. I don't want to hear you complain about not making enough money. I don't want to hear about your student loans. I don't want to hear any of your crap. I don't. If you're not willing to put the extra work in to change things in your life financially, then I don't want to hear you bitching and complaining about it. This world sucks. This is so difficult. I don't understand why I'm not moving up. I've been doing this job for 3 years and I'm still secretary. Well, how about getting your ass there before 8 o'clock and staying after 5? Just saying. One guy that does that is Al Cooper from the Coosa Valley Auto Sale. I know he's out watching this morning. He says, money don't buy you love. It don't buy you love. Well, it'll buy you love, but it's love that won't last. Well, at least for 25 years. Brad, David, Shane, Dakota, Jeremiah, Allen, the entire crew, they're fantastic, and they do a great job. I have never had a car dealership on TKR. I get to kind of pick and choose my clients, and I trust all my clients. I love all my clients. They're fantastic, and they really fit what I'm trying to do here. And I use all their services. And so I went up there to see Al and I talked to him for a couple hours. Super passionate about what he does. He's going to tell you exactly what he paid for the car, what he's willing to sell the car for, and get after it. It's unlike any car buying experience I've ever been part of. And I've been in the car buying business for a long time. I did commercials for everybody in this town, man. I was a radio whore. I mean, I got after it. And I was driving leases every 6 months. I never had a car that was older than 6 months. Right now I'm driving a 2013 Honda Odyssey with 152,000 miles on it, and I love it because it's paid for. But I'm willing to trade it in because Al told me exactly what it's worth, and I know I can get a car with very low payments and get something that, of course, is more economical, and at the same time is going to last me at least another 150,000 miles. I'm super excited about that. His phone number is 256-267-0296, 256-267-0296. Before you call him, if you're looking for a used car, that's the way to go, because new cars lose all their depreciation on a new car off the lot. You're losing 15 to 20% right off the bat. CusaValleyAutoSale.com, CusaValleyAutoSale.com. Check them out. They will help you out for your next car, I promise you. And they call them Easter eggs because, like, every morning there's like six or seven new ones on the lot. Their cars stay in the lot for 2 to 3 days. They're gone. So that should tell you something. I think yesterday he had like 42 cars in the lot, so he's getting after it. CusaValleyAutoSale.com. All right, we'll be back at 9:30 on Fox 6 this morning with our great friends Janice Rogers and Mike Dubberly, the Dubs, and looking forward to talking about quiet firing on Fox 6 at 9:30 this morning. Have yourself a wonderful day. Al, thanks again for watching, and everyone right here on Facebook, let's get after it, man. Have a great Thursday.